Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Barcroft's Chancey Williams inducted into Cheyenne Frontier Days Hall of Fame. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Moorcroft native and saddle bronc rider turned country artist Chancey Williams has been inducted into the Cheyenne Frontier Days Hall of Fame. Williams, who was honored on September 6th alongside eight other inductees, is one of only two artists joining Chris Ledoux to both compete in the rodeo and perform on the main stage at the event. According to the Gillette News Record, Williams said Cheyenne Frontier Days has always been a part of his life, recalling how his father won the event in 1971 and how he himself won two rounds in the rookie saddle bronc riding early in his career. As a musician, Williams worked his way from side stages to headlining the main stage. Reflecting on the honor, Williams said, "The people of Cheyenne Frontier Days are the best in the world. To be inducted into the Hall of Fame, I still just can't believe it." Williams now has an exhibit in the Cheyenne Frontier Days Old West Museum. Threat prompts evacuation of Wyoming State Capitol building amid national wave of suspicious letters. A string of threats against secretaries of state offices across the country led to an evacuation in Cheyenne yesterday. Wyoming's Hirschler Building East, located next to the Capitol, was cleared after a letter containing white powder was found in the Secretary of State's office. Cowboy State Daily reported Secretary of State Chuck Gray says his office immediately contacted law enforcement. Authorities evacuated the building while they assessed the substance. Around 75 employees were evacuated around 11:30 a.m., with bomb squads and hazmat teams arriving shortly after. The substance has been secured for further inspection by the FBI. Similar threats were made against secretaries of state's offices in Nebraska and Iowa yesterday, but neither reported finding a white substance. Election workers in battleground states have been facing increasing threats over their management of the upcoming presidential election. Governor Mark Gordon has condemned these threats, stating, "Actions like these are an attempt to interfere with the democratic process." The FBI continues to investigate, and no further information about the nature of the substance is available at this time. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.